This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As this year winds down, many Americans focus on year-end giving. There is abundant evidence that charitable giving has been affected by our newly revised tax code that rewards fewer taxpayers with tax benefits. Howard Husek wrote about this earlier this month when many Americans took advantage of Giving Tuesday. His observations then are even more relevant at the end of December. Indiana University School of Philanthropy have been able to document two significant trends. While overall giving has slightly climbed, individual giving has declined. Actually, when you adjust for inflation, then giving by individuals declined even more. The major reason is the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which raised the standard deduction for federal income tax returns for a larger percentage of taxpayers. In the past, many of these taxpayers would itemize their charitable deductions. Now they no longer qualify for a charitable tax deduction. The Tax Policy Center acknowledges that most low and moderate income taxpayers do not claim a deduction for charitable contributions, largely because most of them do not itemize. The 90% of households that do not itemize make at least 40% of all charitable contributions. The remaining 10% that do itemize account for 60% of charitable contributions. I suspect that a significant percentage of those who don't itemize but do make charitable contributions are Christians who do so because they believe they should give to their church and Christian organizations. Some have suggested a future tax code revision providing for charitable giving tax credit or some other incentive. Of course, these proposals won't even be considered if we continue to elect to Congress representatives that try to find more and more ways to spend and continue to run up massive federal deficits. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.